We've spoken to you before about the nature of the change, the planet changing, but also you changing, and your energy and the way you see and feel and move, because that is very much in flux now. Now, it is going to a better, higher place, and we do want you to know that. But the phrase growing pains comes to mind, because all of this energy movement is not necessarily easy on the body. Certainly, it is not always easy on the mind, but it is a necessary part of the change. We have heard questions because we hear all of the talk that is going on, and people want to know how we are being changed. And we truly wish there were words to explain to you how that is happening. And we do not have the words for it. But it is to say, if you were standing on a beach and a very strong wave came and covered you and then went back out. Perhaps it knocked you down, perhaps it did not, but it covered you and you went down. In that moment, your energy has changed. You have been overwhelmed, as it were, by the wave, and it has changed you. You are in a time now where it is one wave after the other, and each of the waves is leaving you slightly different energetically. There may be many of the changes that you do not notice initially, but you will begin to notice them as time goes on. But every wave that hits you alters your energy in some way. And what is that about? Well, it is about the fact that your world has called up the waves. It got to a particular state energetically that very much needed to be changed. And so your earth, in essence, has called these waves. And the waves are making you different, but stronger and lighter and wiser. And you are going to find, before too very long, that you are having skills in places where you did not have skills before. And that does not mean that you are crazy. It does not mean something has gone wrong. It means that enough alteration has happened so that what is not you has been washed away. And what is truly you is being lifted up. And that is as close as we can come to explaining to you why you are changing, why your body is changing, why many things in your life are changing. So be happy about the changes, because they are the result of the light. They are not the result of darkness. You will find, of course, those then who cling to their darkness. You will begin to see that they are destined for a great deal of pain. And so, once again, remember how choice is involved, and you can offer compassion, but do not make it your goal to make life right for them. Send as much love as you can, but do not stop your own growth. Proceed. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward, because you're moving into power. And it is a good time for women to be in power. There is a chance now to change the energy of the way the world is moving and the way things are moving in the world, the way the view is changing. So for woman, as her view becomes more expanded, she is then always looking for what goes together. What I can, now that I see in a broader field, I can look over here and see what is there, and over here and see what is there. And now I'm looking for the bridge between over here and over there. because that is how you change a world, is you make a bridge between things that were not put together before. It is a great mission, and you will be greatly rewarded for it, not only in this lifetime, but past this lifetime as well. But as much as you can, exercise that part of your womanliness, the part that is looking for bringing things together, not tearing them apart. Making things, fit, rather than concentrating on how they do not fit. Your world already knows how things do not fit. We are now looking for a time where we are looking for the way to make things fit. So start in yourself. Start in yourself. You will find in this time that some old material is coming up. We never look forward to that, of course, but it will be coming up. Perhaps some of your old doubts, some of your old fears, some of your old guilt, whatever it is a time for it to be coming up, because we want the wave to hit that and wash away what is no longer relevant for the you who exists in this moment. We want the you who exists in this moment to be free of many of the things that you have carried with you for a long time. So when it comes up, it does not mean that you are not healing. It does not mean that you did not get it right. It does not mean any of the negative things that you have been taught to apply to change. It simply means this is up for forgiveness. Let the water hit it and wash it away. You do not need to carry guilt forward, because, as you all know, no good is done by that carrying forward. Whatever you feel bad about, whatever mistake you made, holding on to that, and particularly holding in your body all of that, it simply does not help. We also in this time will have to be becoming aware of the punishing aspect of many of the things that you learned. And we want that to go away too. Because as it goes away, you become more of who you are. You become stronger, you become lighter, and you become more powerful. So do not be dismayed if the old rises up. Do notice that it does not have the power that it had at one time. And do understand that the nature of the universe is understanding totally and forgiveness totally. It is the joy of the universe to send you all the forgiveness that you need, so that you will learn then to give that to yourself. So in this time ahead, energy will be changing very quickly. And breathe and know this is all part of a better plan and a better you than you have allowed to come up. You are going to allow yourself to become who you are. And who you are is radiant and beautiful and strong and healing and joyful. So whatever you do, when the old feelings, the old past, whatever it is, when it comes up, allow that wave to wash it away. Because the wave was called by you and sent to you by the universe. We will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. and allow yourself to feel the wave and let it have everything negative or judgmental that you might be holding. Feel the wave, feel it come toward you, move through you and take away all the things you do not wish to carry forward. And feel the movement of the wave away from you, taking with it all of that baggage you do not want to carry with you anymore. Out to sea. And breathe into your free self. And allow the energy of the gift to fill you, your gift, the free gift, the sacred gift, the gift with all the power. Let it live in your heart, in all of its beauty and complexity. Let it live in a place where it can grow. Breathe in the blue of peace. Move your attention into your heart center. And look at the beautiful place that you have created for your comfort, for your rest, and now for the growth of your own gift. And know that as that gift is safe and secure in your heart, it will begin to speak to you because it has been welcomed home. Look around you and see that a path opens and illuminates. And walk to the path. Step onto the path and allow the path to move you upward. And come to a place where you can see a windmill. See it turning and generating energy. But see the beauty and the balance of it. And allow yourself to know the place in you that generates energy from your gift, in beauty and in balance, and with the support of the universe. step onto the path and move upward again with no effort. Let the path take you. And let it take you to the place of the waterfall. See the beauty of that fluidity. And if you wish to step into it, do, and let the power of it remove from you anything you do not wish to carry. In beauty, in peace. And come back to the path again. And let the path move upward. Know that the air is full of blessing and breathe in the blessings. As you move upward toward the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know your gift. And know that your teacher is here with you to show you your gift. Now turn and come back down the path again, breathing in the blessings as you walk. And receive the teacher's blessing. Thank the teacher for being here. Come to your heart center again and be aware of the growth of your gift and the happiness of your gift, that it is home in your heart again. And begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.